views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. So glad to be here today. We're excited. We got 1 week to go for our Woman of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Our theme is the new paradigm, riding the wave of heart. And our Woman of Wisdom Council, I'd like to read this statement they wrote about our theme. We have entered the new paradigm. Our work as women is to facilitate the change. We, Women of Wisdom, are encouraged to ride the wave of heart. It is now known that the heart is the actual seat of our intelligence. While our brain is an intricate machine that commands the activities of our bodies. Make a heart connection with the women you meet here. And we hope that you will come and do that at our conference starting February 14th through the 17th. We have also pre-conference events with Donna Eden and Jelaja Bonham doing some special intensive workshops that begins on February 12th. There's still room in all the workshops, and although Donna's could fill up in advance, so it's really good to go in and check. If you would like to take a look at these workshops and join us, just go to www.womenofwisdom.org for all the events that are available for you to attend. And they are all individually priced, so you can just attend one event of your choosing. You can even just come into the door for free and browse around at our market, our healing temple. We have concessions, all sorts of juicy stuff, and an art show. So today my guests are Julie McIntyre, and we have a treat because Claudine Yu, who I interviewed before, she's going to interview me because I'm doing a workshop at the conference. So I want to tell you about Julie McIntyre. Julie is a ceremonialist, a medical herbalist, author, speaker, and a wise, wild woman. She's the director for the Center for Earth Relations, and for the past decade has worked with the Sacred Pipe, Medicine Wheel, and Vision Quest and facilitating closer human bonding with the earth. She has a double degree, a graduate degree in political science and public communications. And Julie has completed postgraduate training in sacred plant medicine, Ayurveda, Reiki, medical herbalism, shamanism, and wilderness survival. Julie also mentors adults, young adults, and children on the sacredness of earth relations. The heart as the organ of perception, ecstatic path, healing shame, and medical herbology. She has a private holistic health practice working with herbal medicine and chronic illness, sacred plant medicine, spiritual mentoring, ecological reclamation of the soul, becoming authentic, and sexuality. She is the author of Sex and the Intelligence of the Heart, Nature, Intimacy, and Sexual Energy. And please check out her website at www.sexandtheintelligenceoftheheart.com and also GaianStudies.org, and that's G-A-I-A-N studies.org. She's going to give a workshop at the conference on Sunday, February 16th. It's an all-day workshop called Nature, Intimacy, and Sexual Energy. So welcome, Julie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yes, well, first I want you to tell the audience how you came about this to do this work. Working with nature, intimacy, and sexual energy. What's your story?
Well, it started a long time ago. I was raised on a small farm in northeast Iowa, so I was real close to the earth and the animals. And I had an innate hunger for having dirt under my fingernails and my feet in mud, and spent a lot of time in a windbreak with cottonwood trees and pines near my family's home, and it was a sort of a refuge from the bit of psychosis in my family. And really young, I started having experiences with non-human intelligences where they would hold me, and I started hearing their communications, and it really fed that hunger inside of me. So I've made it a life path, even though early on I couldn't name it. I was just following this energy and was real drawn to earth ceremonies when I was introduced to them. I started looking for teachers and just really following this invisible cord of energy from one teacher to one experience to the other until I was infused with it, and have just recently moved deeper into the Gila wilderness, which is my beloved wilderness, because part of that path is also a hunger to be in the wild, to be infused with the wild, to be in its habitat. And so when I moved to the Gila, southwest New Mexico, 7.5 years ago, one of the first things I started doing when I was praying is asking the spirits of this place to make me one of their own, so that I didn't want to feel that separation between me, my soul, my spirit, and the spirit of the wild and trees and plants. And feeling how when that spirit comes up into my body, it changes me, it changes my smell, it changes how I move on the earth. It raises my sensory acuity, and it really fosters a development of intuition. And along the way, realized that if I had a hunger for those connections, other people had them. And also in that becoming whole and integrated along the way, there were places where I was disoriented, and that was around sexuality, and realizing that nature is our nature. We can't separate ourselves from it. We can't divorce ourselves from it. And part of that nature is sexuality, and the earth and nature and all of the species are infused with sex, and it's a natural part of being alive in whatever form and species we are. That's the short version.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so I want to go, because you're talking about the intimacy, and let's go on, because you work with children too. And that's when we get those messages, you know, about intimacy, about our sexuality, and that really impact us throughout our life. So tell us what you think. What are we teaching our children about the nature of intimacy and the nature of wilderness, and if it's changing? You know, I mean, you know, we've been brought up in kind of a repressive society around this,
right.
And that's been shifting, and I wonder what kind of impact that's having now. Or if any.
It is shifting, and it's slow, but there are changes. There's been articles in the news recently about even in schools there, you know, in the 20s, 50s, 60s, children were allowed to interface with the wild. They were allowed to, you know, taste the earth and put things in their mouth and build mud pies and pick up snails and bird's nests. And something shifted along the way in the 90s, in the 2000s, it got really kind of intense and unhealthy, where there was there's a phrase called the wool effect, where we wrap our children up in wool to protect them from the wild. And in fact, recently I was at a spa in October, and I was walking across the lawn, into the office, and there was a woman in there who was talking to the manager about an ant that had bit her three-year-old daughter, and her daughter was real upset. It was stinging, you know, it hurts, and the mother was upset that there were ants in the grass, and what are they going to do about it? And I thought, we have created a really dangerous, unhealthy environment where people feel entitled to have a separation, to feel safe. And it's causing a lot of damage and a lot of fear for us, for other species, and for the earth as well. But currently there's a movement to have free-range kids, to have unstructured education, which is different than schooling. And there's a movement to be more open and more honest with children, to give them, to let them have risk, to encourage them to ask good questions and really foster their innate curiosity and connection with the earth, and talking openly and honestly about sexuality. Children come into the world immensely curious about their bodies and about what their parents are doing, about where babies come from. And we do a really serious disservice when we try to make caricatures of it, or are afraid to tell them the truth and be honest and open. I think part of that is a lot of us grew up without having talks and conversations about what is intimacy, what does it mean, how, why is it important to sustaining relationships. So I'm really thrilled to see a movement to change some of those things that were put into place in the last few decades.
Oh, yeah, it's so important. And, and that's interesting when you talk about nature, too, that we've become afraid. Everything has, it has to be so almost sterile. And then so there's just a lot of ramifications for that. Well, this is Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We come back and talk more with Julie McIntyre.
Each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
We're back on Voices of Women. This is Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Julie McIntyre. She's the author of Sex and the Intelligence of the Heart, Nature, Intimacy, and Sexual Energy. And she's also going to give a workshop at the Woman Wisdom Conference on February 16th. It's called Nature, Intimacy, and Sexual Energy. You know, Julie, we brought you to the conference because we really feel this is an important topic, and there's a need for it. Women are looking for this kind of experiential workshops, and often we don't get applications for people who do this work. And so really appreciate you coming to Seattle, and I really want to encourage people to sign up for your workshop, because it is an important aspect about ourselves that often is just sort of denied and wrapped in shame and guilt, and it sometimes takes a long time to heal all this. So we were talking about children, and you were talking about how we talk about, sexuality with our children. So what can we do to raise children to be healthy emotionally, to be spontaneous and capable human beings, and also having a comprehension of what intimacy means and what sexuality is?
Sure. Well, there's two parts to that. One is for the parents and caregivers to be clear about it within themselves. For me, I had a lot of baggage around it and shame, and tried to keep a lot of things secret. I was afraid to ask out loud or, what's normal, what's not normal, what can you talk about, what can't you talk about. And so getting clear inside of yourself, getting comfortable inside of yourself about saying things out loud and saying them honestly and with compassion. You know, children have an extremely sensitive lie detector built into them, and they can tell energetically, they can tell in the intonation of voices if someone is being totally honest with them or if they're keeping something held back. So give your children a lot of credit for being able to discern what's true and what isn't, and encouraging them to find inside themselves, trusting their bodies for one thing. And so I'm going to diverge for a second and give you an example of how distrust in our bodies begins when we're little, very little. So we come in as infants, and most infants are fed on demand. If they're fussy, you know, parents can tell if they're hungry or not, so they get to eat when they're hungry. At some point, about 9 months to 12 months of age, that eating on demand is changed to scheduled eating, and because it fits into the family schedule. But what happens is there's this distrust of the body is inserted into the child's psyche, that if they're hungry, it's not appropriate, it's not timely. And so from really young, really supporting the child in trusting their body as this amazing, intuitive, wise navigation system, and encouraging them to feel and express their feelings and talk about what they're feeling. You know, so many of us have grown up and our culture doesn't support this either. It supports academia and intelligence and high IQs. But when we start to do our own healing work, it's navigating that territory of feeling is almost a foreign concept. We feel alien to it. So even finding language to describe how we're feeling, and then what do we need? You know, if the child's upset, what does she need? And helping her discern wants and needs and getting them met directly without temper tantrums. And it really fosters children becoming whole and healthy and integrated and clear and articulate human beings.
Yes, and that's so important. And so much is imprinted on us at a young age. And then those patterns are created, and we go through life, keep repeating those patterns. And still, as you say, when we start to do our healing work, which is usually later in life,
right.
Unfortunately, and then it's peeling back the layers of discovering where did these messages come in and why. And
right, and trust is another aspect of that, of raising healthy children, so that the parents and caregivers and the children have this bond, this foundation of trust, that they can be open and honest and talk about everything. You know, when secrets start to grow, they tend to become caustic to the relationship. And having that foundation of trust is going to help both the parents and the children and the entire family structure go through adolescent years a lot easier if there's that parent-child and a friendship within that parent-child relationship of trust, and regarding the child as capable human beings, that they are, you know, assume that they're able to think, that they're intelligent beings, and they're likely to act like that. And fostering, you know, their self-esteem and encouraging them to follow what they're interested in for as long as they're interested in it.
Yes, and I think what you're saying is just allowing them to be a human being, you know, to explore based on who they are versus what we think they are.
Exactly. Yep. That the child has their own life to live rather than us living her life through them, which is often a mistake we've seen so many times, where parents have children, have regrets about things they didn't do, and they want their child to do those things essentially for them.
Yes, and then when you get older, it works the other way, where the child tries to live their life for their parents.
Yeah, so really, I mean, all of these things that we've been talking about, it's the bottom line is encourage authenticity and genuineness and integrity, you know, keeping your agreement. And integrity is also being true to your own calling and the child's callings and their instincts and their wisdom, and really supporting them to go where they need to go without judgment or condemnation or you should or shouldn't do this. And allowing them to make their own mistakes. I mean, one way we find out what our boundaries are is to go too far once in a while. And then we go, oh, that didn't work so good. Let's do it a different way next time.
Yes, well, I would love to, I want to move on to another aspect of your workshop is about the wild woman. And I know you relate that to our wild ecosystems and going into the wild. So let's talk about that, because I think that it even relates to, you know, growing up as a child, that sense of wild exuberance that you have and curiosity about life and wonder that you have as a child, and we tend to lose it as we get older.
Right, but it is possible to reclaim that, and one of it is giving yourself permission to reclaim that. You know, the wild woman lives inside of us. She's always there. And for most of us, she's just kind of sleeping, waiting for us to have a certain level of awareness and to really actively, consciously work with her and cathect her, put energy into her and give her a place to live inside of us, even let her look outside of our eyes. So in the workshop and the work that I do, there's a number of exercises that people will get to really ground this into their experience and be able to walk with her every day of their life. And that part of us is intuitive, raw, wild, elemental energy. And she, having that part of us, raises our level of sensory acuity, our sensitivity to the environment and to our own internal environment. And so having that part of us helps us remember who we are and who we were born to be and what our work in the world is. And it helps us to do it in a way that has a certain maturity and sageness to it, so that we can really marry our intellect and our heart field and our heart wisdom and intuition together, so that we're thinking and feeling at the same time. And the wild woman is at a certain point of integration, and there is a process of integration because that part of us has been in the bag of shadow. And so when we start to take her out of the shadow and integrate her into our life, there's this process of, integration. And at a certain point, when she has become really a part of you, women who have done this, the transformation is astonishing. And when I've taught this in women's workshops and see that transformation, the woman will almost, and often in reality, physically change right before your eyes. The color of her skin, the look in her eyes, the way she moves into the room, and she's really not holding anything back, but really brings her power into the room, and it touches everyone and infects everyone in the room. And that marriage of intellect and heart and maturity, we move out of the drama triangle from victim to empowerment without apology and without regret.
And that's so, good. And I really encourage, just what you're saying is really encourage people to come to the workshop to experience that. So again, thank you, Julie, for being here today.
Oh, you're so welcome. This is a pleasure.
Yeah, and be sure to check out her website, www.sexandtheintelligenceoftheheart, which is the name of her book, .com, and GaianStudies.org, and check out Woman of Wisdom, her workshop on Sunday, February 16th, Nature, Intimacy, and Sexual Energy. Well, this is Chris Stamos. We're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back, and I'm going to be talking with Claudine Yu, who is going to be interviewing me about my workshop at the conference.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis. That's perfect. Just come in with the song Woman of Wisdom, since that's what the organization I founded. That CD, it was written, our theme song for Woman of Wisdom by Lorraine Bays, and you can get that on our CD on our website at womanofwisdom.org. So I want to introduce you to my guest host, who's going to interview me, is Claudine Yu. She is a sister friend of mine, and she is on our Woman of Wisdom Council, and is also does similar work with working with women and empowering women, and even through belly dance. So she's also going to be doing a workshop at the conference just before mine on Sunday, February 16th. So welcome, Claudine, and I'm going to turn the role over to you.
Okay, Chris, thank you. I'm so glad to be here. It's such a great pleasure to introduce you, so I'm going to just start. All right. Chris Stanis is the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation and the author of the amazing bestseller award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. She's the host of the radio show Voices of Women and is a consultant, coach in her own business, Chrysalis Leadership. She co-creates and leads the WOW Circle Leadership Program. She does webinars in leadership and empowerment circles for women. She will be giving a workshop at the conference, like she said, Reclaim Your Feminine Wisdom, Unleash the Power Within, and that's on Sunday, February 16th. And if you want more information, please see her website, chrysalisleadership.com. Okay, so, Chris, another conference, and this is gearing up. I'm so excited, but I want to start with you and how you got into this whole empowerment of women as well. And so what the concept of hearing and helping women claim their voices. Tell me how you got started in that, and then what do you see as most vital in really pushing forward with that?
Well, it's a big question. But to begin with, how it started was actually back probably 1990. I mean, the conference started in 93, and I had the idea, it came up to do this conference in 1992. But before that, there was steps along the way where I would do a workshop, attend a workshop, and where we were instructed to, probably through meditation or something, to find what's our purpose, you know, what's our mission. And the words that came to me was to bring people together. And yet I didn't really know how that would manifest itself. And I didn't really try to figure it out. It's just but it resonated with who I was and what I liked to do. And then it was years later being at another Unity retreat up at Crystal Mountain and an exercise led by Dane and Perry that just was one of those exercises that totally stopped me in my shoes. Like I just had to sit down afterwards and go, whoa. And we were blindfolded in a room of 500 people, 500 chairs. And we were told wander around and then choose somebody. And I got this big tall guy and I stated my mission again, you know, to bring people together. And Dannon had the person repeat that back as if you're already doing it. And hearing that was like the voice of God. It just like came in and like so resonated, like, wow, there's something about this for me. And I had to sit down for 10 minutes and just, I didn't even move. I just was like, what? Nothing has hit me like that so much as that moment. And it wasn't until a few years later of having being in spiritual healing groups and having healings, a woman told me 2 weeks in a row, she was doing a hands-on healing on me and said, you need to be an advocate for women. And I didn't even know what that meant. And I still had to try to figure it out. But I just finished reading The Feminine Face of God, which is a great compilation of stories from women from different spiritual backgrounds. And then after having these healings, all of a sudden it was a very clear moment where it came in, oh, you need to bring women like these to Unity. And then it was, cause we had a speaker program, but then it was very clear. It came in, no, it needs to be a 1 week conference, 1 week gathering so we can create community. And so there was a spirit about this. It was just like an energy that was just, since I'd done the previous work, I had no idea what it was leading to, but this is what it was leading to. So that was the beginning of my work, my journey for working with women, working on myself as a woman of, you know, stepping up into leadership, stepping up to bringing women together to empower each other and creating a venue. Right. So I'm like kind of hold the vessel for this to happen energetically. And yet within myself, done my own personal healing too, around my voice and being a leader and all that.
Wow. So your mission, you just knew and you just kind of, because you've been doing this for over 22 years, right? This is the 22nd conference. So you've been holding this energy that came like power shooting at you. You've been holding it for this long and we're amazing. We're going strong. To me, Chris, can you share? I'm just thinking about, you know, the time that it took to put on this conference and to keep this energy going for especially the Seattle area and bringing these women together. You've been doing this. How does it feel to be a leader? Like you were teaching circle leadership right now. Tell me, what does it feel to be such a power, you know, to have that feminine, hold that feminine power in leadership, and we can appreciate your being a catalyst to bring community. Thank you.
Well, that's hard to talk about because I'm like any other person. I even deny my leadership or try to lessen it because that whole thing of women don't want to be seen or you don't want to stand out and be more powerful than the next person. And that's kind of that it even fits in with our community in the sense of circle leadership. It's everybody that you don't want to stand out. And yet it's important that we do. So my belief is that we need to be visible. We need to voice our opinions, what we feel, who we are, so that the younger generation of girls can see that women are powerful. And we need to bring that balance to the world. And, you know, they're saying this is the year of the woman. Well, I've been hearing that for a few years. Maybe it's the decade of the woman, but you were starting to see pockets of this power of women coming forward and coming in a new way, coming in with the feminine voice. I think I've been hearing lately, and I can understand this, and I'm working on myself too, and wondering, okay, how is this playing out for me? That we've had this lens of defining ourselves through the masculine lens or through the patriarch, because we live in a patriarchal world. And if we're doing that, then we're not really honoring the feminine. We're still adapting. We're still reframing it based on what our culture will accept. Right. And what we need to do is be stepping into our shoes of who am I as a woman leader? What does it mean to stand in my feminine power, my woman shoes? And what does that really look like? Because we don't have very many models of that. And so we're carving a new path and it's not easy.
I'm feeling that too. You know, like for me as well, I have a strong mission. I felt it for a long time and getting that into the world and becoming a leader. And I want to be able to, it isn't easy. And I know that for me that I kind of gather the masculine traits and really hold those because those I feel make me aggressive and strong and doing in the world what I'm supposed to do. But then I need to be tender and soft as well. And to really cater towards me as the feminine. I wanted to also ask you about the paradigm. I'm kind of shifted a little bit, but you say it's opening with the heart. And that really, I wanted to ask you for a long time, actually, what does leading from the heart entail? And can you tell me more about what that means? Because I know in your workshop you're leading with that. I think that's going to help women lead with their hearts, but be in their leadership and all the other areas that we think are that we can, you know, hold together.
Well, I think what's really important for women and everyone, I mean, we all have the feminine. So this, you know, this is for men too, but it's, we're shifting to the heart as, you know, it is the organ in the body that actually receives energetically, electromagnetically information before the mind does. They've done studies at an organization called HeartMath, and we've denied our feelings for so long. And women particularly, we deny our feelings because, you know, stuff happens to us when we express ourselves. We've learned at a very young age, no, you can't get angry. No, you can't say that. Don't say that. And so we hush our voices. And so it's the heart is about feeling and living from this heartful place, really honoring our feelings of who we are instead of living in our mind and intellectualizing it. Of truly feeling it. You know, when you're in the presence of a powerful person, you feel a connection, you're feeling the heart connections. And so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about connecting heart to heart. And it's a different energy than if you were just connecting and having an intellectual discussion. And things don't move intellectually. You know, that's just a mind jabber. But when you're working in the heart field, energy moves and shifts, and you can feel that, and people resonate with it.
So for me, too, that's just being honoring who we are at a deeper level, and like you said, with bringing up the feminine and holding that as honorable next to the masculine, which pretty much dominates right now around us, and putting that in balance, and then claiming leadership as women and claiming your voice. And so It's needing to feel your emotions and kind of sort through all that stuff and stay strong in who you are. That's going to step you into that next level of being a sister and being a community and being a mentor for other girls so that they know they can be strong.
Yep. And I need to tell, because we're in reverse roles, I have to let you know that we have to go to break now. This is Chris Stanis of Voices of Women. We'll return and continue our conversation with Claudine and myself.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduce prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, welcome. This is Claudine Yu, and I am interviewing Chris Stanis. She's the founder of Women of Wisdom, and she's offering a workshop during our conference, which is happening soon in a couple weeks. And she's going to be on Sunday, February 16th. Her workshop is called Reclaim Your Feminine Wisdom, Unleash the Power Within. And Chris, I am so glad to be sharing this time with you to go a little bit deeper in your workshop that you're offering, because I know you're going to bring in the strength of the feminine to show that we can really create and be a leader in our feminine power, and also, again, honoring the masculine as well. So, and finding that balance, but really finding our voice. Do you want to talk a little bit deeper about your workshop?
Well, we're really going to examine how we were brought up and how we were told how to be as a woman. You know, we learn at a very young age, we observe, you know, as children, we're observers and we listen and we're very intuitive and we can see, you know, how does our father treat our mother? How does a mother react in the world? How does a mother, what role does she play? When does she not speak up, or does she speak up? You know, is it passive aggressive, angry, or, you know, what happened, all those interactions. And then our siblings, if we have brothers, how they treat us as girls. When we get to school, how do people treat us as girls? And so we're going to peel back those layers. It's like peeling an onion layer after layer to get down to that juicy bit of stuff, of these messages that aren't true, that we still, on an sometimes on unconscious level, subconscious level, that we still run our lives, that we don't see that this is still running our life. Because, you know, and so we've been given these messages at such a young age that we've been patterned to believe these things about ourselves. So we have these voices that still run in our head, like, no, I can't do that because X, Y, Z, or women don't do that, or mm-hmm. or I can't mm-hmm. value my intuitive gifts because that's not accepted. Or when I spoke out as a kid and I saw stuff and I said what I saw, I was told that's not true. So, you know, we start not trusting ourselves and not believing what it is we know inside. And so it's about reclaiming that intuitive nature within us of who we really are.
Mm-hmm. Right. And not to let outside pressures to be a certain way and change and turn off that voices of the self, kind of tuning it down. Like, I don't really feel that way because she's telling me I shouldn't feel this way. And so really turning back up that volume, like, well, I really do feel this way. And like you said, reclaiming and really looking at this time, because this workshop is going to be a powerful 3-hour time, right? We'll really be able to focus inward and do this type of work. And what about, tell me a little bit more, too, about what type of journey you're going to take women through.
Well, we do it through meditation and even exploring. There'll be some art things, too, because I think a lot comes out, the unconscious comes up of when you're playing with like collages and you're playing with images and you start putting things together and you start learning things about yourself that you don't even know because your intuition comes forward. automatically, and rather than your voice saying, "Oh, I want this. I want this pretty picture." If you just allow that intuition to come forward, this amazing collage of art comes forward and speaks to you. And then others even reflect. We'll do a lot of sharing. I mean, women coming together and sharing is just so powerful. So I'll be taking them on journeys, meditation journeys. And you know, even for those, because we're, I know a lot of people on the air, they're not going to be at the workshop perhaps, but you can do this work yourself too, to really start looking, you know, start a meditative practice where you start looking at yourself, like how have you been living your life, and how have you been living your life as a woman, and how are you seen by others, and how do you see yourself? And sometimes those are different things. Like sometimes we project onto others what we think they think of us, when that's not even true at all, because we've been told that all along from our young age, that people look, you know, our parents or our siblings look at, tell us we're this, and we go through life thinking everybody else looks at us that way. And when you check in, that's not really true. And so to really be aware of what you're putting out there in the world, of who you are, and to be brave, it takes a lot of courage to be honest and brave and really put your voice and yourself forward in a powerful way. It takes courage. And I think there's a lot out there now for women to find, explore, do internet searches to find out where there are women empowerment groups. This is one of the reasons I'm starting an empowerment circle for women, to come together, to support each other, and to work on projects together and get feedback and, you know, support that rah, rah, like, yeah, go for it. You know, I'm with you. We support you. That kind of, because we're so isolated too. And was one of the problems that we live in our homes and we're so busy in this culture and taking care of our kids or all the things that we do that we don't take time for ourselves to really explore these issues.
Right. And so, yeah, definitely for those who aren't able to come, it doesn't matter. You're still able to have these, we all have these tools and access, and remember to really take the time to be with ourselves. So to look within and take it apart and be okay with it. I think this is great because you're giving us a foundation and the time and, like you said, the play, the visualizations that would come up normally if we can't allow ourselves to be because we're not giving ourselves that time to be alone and listen to those voices. Definitely. Okay. So with that guided, when we're being in our feminine power and we're accessing that and we're reclaiming our voices and we're stepping up into our leadership, tell me more of what you see is happening, because there has to be a community that's built. That's what this conference is about. That's what actually having the foundation is about. We do other things besides that as well, I know. But that the concept of bringing women together and learning and stepping into our power and feeling really strong and knowing that we're not alone, that is really important. Yes, because I think
It is critical because we need that support. We need that community, women coming together. What's powerful about it is women sharing their stories. And sometimes those are the painful stories and the shadow stories of ourselves and the guilt and the shame we feel. And just getting that out in front of other women who witness that is so powerful and healing and life-changing. And we've seen that year after year for women. And every workshop, because we're a very experiential conference, we're different. We don't just sit in a room full of people listening to a speaker. It's very experiential. And we sit in a circle. They're small, intimate groups. And we, you know, people really come to explore and discover things about themselves and be in community. And the support and the connections that people make is so important in our path of healing. And we learn so much about ourselves by hearing other people's stories, which is why it's important for us to share our stories. That's the most important thing, you know, not hold back and continue sharing our stories, because everybody learns and heals from that. So, and right, our time is up, Claudine. I want to thank you for interviewing me today.
Yeah, thank you. Had a great time, Chris.
Yeah, and so just I'll tell people my website is chrysalisleadership.com. You can read more about what I do, and that's going to be continuously updated because I got some new things coming up, like these empowerment circles. And in the future, those we can do online together through all the different new internet stuff that's happening. We can start doing circles, and I plan to start that. So that would be fabulous. And I invite you to come to my workshop on Reclaim Your Feminine Wisdom, Unleash the Power Within on Sunday, February 16th. And also, I'll share that Claudine has a workshop Sunday morning also, which is about the feminine, the archetypes of the feminine. So just check out our website at womenofwisdom.org for all the offerings we have. there's always room to even just drop in at the conference and attend a workshop. There's room in many, many, many events. Like I said, probably the one that could fill up is Donna Eden, but there's always room to just show up. If you, it helps us to register in advance, but you know, be spontaneous and show up. That's great. A couple of evening events that are really special are Friday night with Jella Jabonam and Esther Nicholson. And this is at the North Seattle Community College. And Saturday night, a concert with S.J. Tucker is going to be fabulous. So I can't wait for that. And just so much going on. We hope that you will join us February 14th through the 17th. Jella Jabonam's doing a pre-conference two-day workshop February 12th and 13th. And that is, she's great. She does a lot of circle work, and she does working on awakening the global heart or working towards peace. So we're so excited about having these wonderful guests. And there's over 40 presenters that put this conference on that you can come learn about the various things. Very active, a lot of healing, a lot of art and movement, you know, this variety of things. So check us out, womanofwisdom.org. And also my book at Woman of Wisdom you can purchase is the Woman of Wisdom book. So thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.